This is Change for Your Dollar Podcast with John Putnam.
We have another great episode today of Change for Your Dollar, where we have conversations and talk about the blessings and burdens around money and faith and life. I'm your host, John Putnam. Hey, everybody. It is good to be with you today. Hope you are well. You know, there is a little bit of financial noise happening out in the world today. Am I right? And if you're like me and the people I'm talking to, you are feeling it in very unique ways. And I think so often when times are uncertain, and when times are uncertain, we can begin to feel a little fearful. And when we're feeling fearful, we can begin to make choices that we may not ordinarily make. And we're not making those choices in the same mindset we ordinarily would. So I want to talk this podcast specifically about what do you do in a storm? I mean, you see the clouds on the horizon. You see the wind picking up. You feel the atmosphere begin to change. Maybe even it gets still before the storm. You know that feeling that you get that something big is getting ready to happen, and then the storm hits. And what do you do in the midst of the storm? To set the stone and lay a foundation for the podcast today, I want to share a story. But before I share the story, I want to set the stage. I want to paint a picture of the location of where the story occurred, which I believe will give us some extra insight. Well, first off, this was a real story from a real storm on a real sea. And it's the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee is a small body of water when it comes to seas. It's 30 miles by 10 miles, roughly. And it's about 30 miles away from Mount Hermon, which stands majestically at 9,200 feet. And the Sea of Galilee is 700 feet below sea level. And there were lots of storms. And this change in elevation, it brought the cold weather and the warm weather, the cold air and the warm air together often. As I was reading about the Sea of Galilee, learning more about the setting of our story today, one of the commentators wrote that there are signs around the Sea of Galilee warning about parking your cars too close to the water because the storms come up so quickly and are so violent. Now, I have never been there yet, but you may have been there and you may have actually seen these signs. And it's that beautiful yet tempestuous environment that sets the stage and the foundation for our story today from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him, and a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This was a real story. And think about who was in the boat with Jesus. I mean, some of these guys were expert fishermen. They were used to storms. They were used to this kind of environment. But this one was really, really bad. And the Greek words, without getting too deep in this, as you all know, I'm no theologian here, but I do have some great resources, as you do, with some of the great concordances and commentaries that we have in some of these incredible apps these days. But the Greek words paint a picture of a boat filling with water. And I can just imagine that they're bailing this water out, but it's doing no good. The waves were literally coming over the sides into the boat. I just have to think about the disciples at a moment like this. I mean, if they weren't so afraid, and if this wasn't such a shocking, fearful story, it might almost be comical, if you'll give me a little license here. I mean, Jesus is sleeping as he is getting soaked, and the disciples, they don't know what to do. Can you imagine the conversation? What do we do? Jesus is asleep. Do we wake him up? Do we not? And they decide to wake him up. I mean, that is a big decision. I don't know about you. I'm afraid to wake up my own wife, much less wake up Jesus himself. But that is exactly what they do. And then it's the question that they ask him that is just so telling of the disciples and their early maturity and their lack of maturity so early. When they ask, Rabbi, don't you care if we drown? I mean, think about what's behind those kind of comments. Think about what might be behind your comments in a financial storm. You're challenging Jesus. There's anger, there's doubt, there is fear, but this is Jesus. And the verb here, as we talk about this scripture, this verb means that we are drowning, not, hey, if you don't do something, we're going to drown. It's, hey, Jesus, we are drowning right now, not in the future, but right now. And the assumptions here that are the undertones are that maybe that Jesus doesn't really care about us. You know, maybe Jesus really isn't out for our best interest in this financial storm, this real storm. If you really love me, Jesus, you wouldn't let this happen to me. But do we really believe that? So as we think about this storm that Jesus and the disciples were in, and we take a look at that, and we use that as a platform, as an image, as we think about the financial storms in our lives, as there are many financial storms right now. There are pending recessionary woes that we may be entering into some really, really tough times, both in the U.S. and around the world. But let me assure you, this is not the first time we have seen these really bad storms. I mean, think about the 60s with the Cuban Missile Crisis and the recession and the Vietnam War. In the 70s, it was Watergate and the oil embargo. In the 80s, prime rate was over 20% and double-digit inflation. In the 90s, the war in the Middle East and a trade deficit. In the 2000s, you had 9/11 and stock market decline. And then most recently, we've had COVID and the long tail that is on that affecting supply chain and so much more. So my point here is that there have been many storms in the past that have been weathered. And I would believe that we would anticipate that we would weather this storm as well. But it is still common and normal and even human to feel fear. The question is, how do we let that fear affect us? So let me share two perspectives with you around how we may deal with fear. The first perspective of fear is a negative feeling of fear. And that kind of fear can paralyze us, almost sort of stop us in our tracks. It can make us make decisions we wouldn't ordinarily make, and make those decisions faster, knee-jerk kind of decisions rather than thoughtful, prayerful decisions, even irrational decisions. Also, we can wind up trying to control more, moving from this idea and our knowledge that God is provision and moving toward that we need to protect ourselves. The second perspective is a healthy, positive fear. And when that happens and we can channel it in the proper way, fear can actually sharpen our focus, create even more attention to detail. It's the way that we're wired. Maybe we could even curb our bad habits more quickly, that we sort of push away the low leverage and the bad habits and focus in only on those actions that are going to lead us toward a solution. We can also become wiser with our resources and conserving resources, and then planning can come easier because we know how important it's going to be with the storm right upon us. And if we're not careful in those moments, Jesus can feel distant. He can feel like he's sleeping, our boat's getting swamped. But when the disciples woke up Jesus in the boat, back to the story, that he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And the winds stop and the waves go quiet. And I just have to think that that had to shock the sailors, the veteran fishermen on the boat, because that's not the way storms subside on the ocean or on the sea. If you've ever been in a storm near the sea or at the beach and the wind dies down, the waves don't stop. So not only did he calm the wind, he calmed the waves as well. As I close today, I would like to challenge you with something. Throughout the Bible, it tells us, do not fear. And I read that, and I know it in my head, but it doesn't always get to my heart. It seems that my head can get very fearful very quickly. But here's my challenge for you today. The two perspectives of fear. Are you letting a negative fear grip you and cause you to make choices and respond and react in ways that are not in line with God and faith in Him? Or can you harness the fear to sharpen your focus, be smart about resources, plan more wisely? Both have a source of fear. One allows it into our hearts in a very negative way. Others allow it into our heart in a very useful way. So as we are in this financial storm, this financial uncertainty, this season both in the U.S. and around the world, there is so much happening. But whether the storm is mild or rough, Jesus is in the boat with you. He cares about you. He wants what's best for you. And you know that he loves you. And he asks us to do not fear. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it so very much. And as always, if this was a blessing, please share it with someone else. And I'll look forward to being with you next time.
You've been listening to Change for Your Dollar podcast with John Putnam.
Thank you for joining me for Change for Your Dollar, where we have real conversations exploring the burdens and blessings around money, faith, and life. For more tools and resources, please visit changeforyourdollar.com. I'm John Putnam. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.